This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. In a moment, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds, but now it's time for our weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
Vermont photographer Jean-Luc Duchimé grew up in the land of a thousand hills, the African country of Rwanda. He and his family fled Rwanda after the 1994 genocide, and when his new home in the Congo also exploded in war 2 years later, he and his family walked for 6 months across the Congolese jungle. Eventually, they came here, to Vermont. Recently, Duchimé went home to Rwanda to face the terrible past and to remember his childhood before the conflict. And he took along his camera. His latest photo exhibit, A Global Connection, is up now at Burlington City Arts, and Jean-Luc joins us now.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I understand you went home to capture more than just images of your country and the people and the culture.
I was on this personal journey of trying to understand who I am and where I come from. And photography, in a way, became a tool to help me heal. Because, I mean, when you grew up from 0 to 13, I had a normal childhood. I was not very much aware that my country had a violent past. And then in 1994, everything exploded. So suddenly the country was divided, people were killing each other. After moving to Vermont, I struggled to deal with that reality in terms of now you move to a place when it's quiet and then all the past are catching up on you. But I realized there was no way I was going to be an adult unless I really face my own past in my own way. And I think that's what I want to capture through this exhibition. And as a photographer, it was not really for anyone else. It was for me trying to create a new narrative that was mine. Now for my parents, now what the government is saying, now what anyone else is saying. That's very, very important that we get it out, because that's the only way we can prevent what happened back then to happen now.
How did you go about taking photographs that really showed Rwanda?
I was more interested in capturing something that symbolized the death and also the resurrection in terms of people figuring out to move on, but also to show that's really hard to move on. When I came back, people asked me if I found closure. Closure really doesn't exist. It's all of us are learning to cope with the past, and especially my generation, because we're very young. And now we have grown up, and now we are getting married, start having kids. What are we going to tell our kids? And for me, it was clear in my mind that I don't want to tell things that I don't understand, that I really want to have a first-hand experience as an adult so I can tell my kids, this is what I saw. So I was interested to capture something that has so many layers, because that's what Rwanda is. So that's why the pictures may mean something different to different people.
Do you use social media to share the images? And I'm curious to whether other people from Rwanda get to see them.
Rwanda has such a big diaspora and a lot of people that live outside of the country. So a lot of people reach out to me to thank me, telling me that in a way they were able to reconnect with this country they left a long time ago. Also for me, it was my desire to challenge that when you live outside for a long time, you have this romanticized, memory of this country you left a long time ago. That's very, very important for you to go and walk the land before you have an opinion. And then also trying to reconnect, I think, the past and the present, because I think that was something I discovered, that even the past changes. Maybe what I knew was just a fabricated memory.
You've been home twice. Are there photographs from both of those trips in Global Connection?
When I went the first time, I didn't take a camera because I really wanted to be present, to absorb the reality. And the first time I got out of the plane, I got on the bus and the bus started moving and I opened the window and I just put my hand out just to feel the air. I was back home after 19 years. So the second time, I was shooting with a medium format film camera because film allowed me to slow down and really think. I was more interested in capturing something that I really put a lot of thought into it.
What do you hope comes from your work in this exhibition?
What I want people to see is there's so many narratives in my country. Rwanda existed before 1994. And I think that's, for me, the strongest message, is that we keep building on the shoulder of those that were there before. I think that's the biggest accomplishment for me, that I was able to challenge my fear and my trauma to look back. I have, I think, healed from it. In a way, now I can talk about it without anger and frustration. 1994 was a major, major event in our history. but it was not when the country was born. And that I hope that people see these hills as these hills have been around for a long time, and they've been around when we are gone.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
That's Jean-Luc Duchimay, whose photographs of Rwanda are on display now through Saturday, September 19th at Roth Gallery at Burlington City Arts. Find out more at vpr.net.